You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 2 weeks after close to 10 million Optus customers were potentially exposed to a cyber hack, Australian Federal Police have made an arrest. Assistant Commissioner Justine Goff from AFP Cyber Command says a 19-year-old Sydney man has been charged with allegedly conducting a scam using obtained information from the breach.
The alleged offender then texted the 93 customers and a demand was made to pay $2,000 into a bank account or otherwise their identity details would be utilised for other criminal purposes.
The AFP say the suspect, who now faces up to 10 years in jail, was caught while he was working his way down a list of Optus customers.
Fortunately, members of the community were not impacted financially from the scam. However, we would suggest that he was prevented from committing future harm to members of the community.
The arrest, which police believe will be the first of many more to follow, comes as the federal government announces new regulations which will allow telcos like Optus to temporarily share personal information with financial institutions so they can implement enhanced monitoring for people affected by the Optus breach. Michelle Rowland is the Federal Communications Minister.
Now, what this is all about is to try and reduce the impact of this data breach on Optus customers and to enable financial institutions to implement enhanced safeguards and monitoring. And that's because we take people's personal information and the protection of that very seriously.
Under the proposed regulations, which will last 12 months, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the financial institutions will have to guarantee that they'll destroy the information when it's no longer required and to honour privacy obligations.
They've been carefully designed with strong privacy and security safeguards to ensure that only limited information can be made available temporarily to prevent and respond to cybersecurity incidents, frauds, scams and related activities.
The government has also indicated it's pursuing reforms to cybersecurity requirements. Alan Lee, SBS News.